something as simple as the barcode reader that you see every day is part of technology, merchandising technology at the POS. We also have RFID tags being used. RFID stands for radio frequency identification. This is a successor to the barcode technology. So the RFID tag or label is pretty similar to a barcode tag or label. It has barcodes on it. The difference between barcode and RFID. RFID is a more advanced technology. In barcodes, one product category has the same barcode, which means if you go to a store and we're talking of product A, so each piece of product A will have the same barcode. In RFID, each piece of product A will have a different barcode. RFID is also technologically advanced because the reader, so the barcode reader does not have to be right in front of the barcode. If you've seen the barcode readers being used in the stores, they will put the barcode reader in front of the barcode, and even then sometimes it may not work. But in case of an RFID, it is more sensitive and it may not necessarily have to be put in front of the barcode to read it. So RFID is one technological advancement that is of great help to a retailer. The UPC or the Universal Product Code is actually the barcode that we are referring to. Okay. Then we have EDI or Electronic Data Interchange. What does this mean? It means exchange of data or information, numbers, facts and figures through an electronic medium. Nowadays, we have so many software which enable the retailer and retail merchants to exchange data and make decision based on real-time data. What is real-time data? That which is available right now. So that is the latest updated data. So if I want real-time data of sales in store A, what sold 2 minutes back, I will know. What color was it? What was the size of that? I will know that. That is real-time data. Okay. It is all possible through various softwares, through EDI that is being used extensively in retail now. We also have a number of supply chain softwares that are being increasingly used in order to integrate the various entities in the supply chain. What are these new integrated supply chain softwares that are being used? Some jargon: PLM or Product Lifecycle Management Software. What does this do? As the name implies, it manages the entire product life cycle for a product, which means what is the product, at what stage of the product life cycle is it, so what should the order quantity be, what should the prices be, what should the managing strategies be, what should the retail mix be, what should the four, how should you change the 4Ps at the various parts of the product life cycle. These are the various things that the PLM software works on. The other similar software is a supply chain execution software. What does this mean? The supply chain has to be integrated. The various entities in the supply chain have to work together collaboratively so that we achieve maximum sales. That is the main aim of using the supply chain execution software. The next one is a product lifecycle execution software, which we call the PCE. Again, similar to the PLM, the PCE software is going to integrate various parts of the product lifecycle and help the retail merchants make a number of decisions related to the product category. Then is the concept of CPFR. What does this stand for? CPFR is Collaborative Planning, Forecasting and Replenishment Systems. Lot of functions into one. So it is not only planning, it is also forecasting. Forecasting the demand, forecasting the supply, forecasting the timelines for the supply, and replenishing, which means reordering the product from the manufacturers in a certain manner. So this software is extremely helpful to retail merchants. It is a supply chain management system that helps retailers and suppliers to work in the partnership on managing the stock and inventory. Data on market demand and factors that influence demand is shared between the retailers and the suppliers to forecast the demand for the final product. Please remember that the concept of CPFR works only if there is a collaborative partnership between the buyers and the suppliers. If the buyers and suppliers are not working on a win-win situation for both, these concepts or these technological advancements do not really help either of the entities. The CPFR moves retailers beyond continuous replenishment models and by reducing excess inventory, reducing out of stock situations and efficiently meeting consumer demands. What does this mean? Retailers move beyond continuous replenishment. Continuous replenishment means that the inventory has to be replenished or more stock bought in on a continuous basis. Well, what does this result in? It results in excessive inventory. So what does CPFR do? It reduces a situation of out of stock so that the retailer does not have to return the customer home empty-handed saying, sorry, I do not have the color and the size that you want, or I do not have this product in this version or this features. That is because these technological advances help the retail merchants decide the timelines, decide what time, how much more quantity is required of a particular product category or its variant. We also have the concept of direct store delivery. Ever wondered how products reach the store? Okay, to give you an idea, the product is made by the manufacturer. It gets transported from the manufacturer's premises where it has been manufactured to the retailer's warehouse or godown where it is stocked for some time. When the retailer needs more pieces in the store, the retailer calls for these excess quantity from the godown, to the store. Okay. Does that work? So what happens in the warehouse? Storage, even checking of the product, stock taking, inventory. These are things that are done in the warehouse. But it may not be practical to call all products into the warehouse. Some product categories require an alternative distribution method. Instead of having a centralized distribution, which means all products are called to the warehouse and then distributed to the various stores, you could have a decentralized distribution channel. So direct store delivery is used where products do not need to go to the warehouse. This is therefore used primarily for perishables, where if you send them to the warehouse and then distribute them to the stores, the products would probably go bad or perish. So things like frozen products, things like grocery or vegetables do not always need to go through a warehouse and are delivered directly into the store. They go directly to the point of sale, the POS, or point of consumption, which we call as the POC. Well, we have been talking about how technological advances help the merchandising function. But like all good things, there is a flip side to it also. So there are some drawbacks of using the various technologies. Unfortunately, most of these technological advances and softwares that we are discussing only work at the level of a style. They do not work at the level of an SKU. So, what is an SKU? The term SKU means a stock keeping unit. So, every style that the retailer is selling will have a number of SKUs. The SKU is essentially the color and size ratios. Therefore, the SKU is extremely important. But unfortunately, these software, these technological advances do not work at the SKU level. They work at the level of the style, which means micromanaging or managing the details within each style is not really happening through the use of this technology. Big drawback. And inadequate training of people who will use these technologies reduces their effectiveness. We also need to remember that no matter how much technology helps us, human judgment, insight, and creativity cannot be replaced. So no amount of technology can replace a human being and their intelligence. Now we are going to talk about merchandising systems. What are the various systems that are followed for retail merchandising? At this stage, we will talk about them briefly and discuss them in much detail in subsequent chapters. The components of merchandising process are line planning, line development, line presentation, and planning the merchandise budgets. What do we understand by the term line? Line means a range of products. So, planning the range of products that will be offered by the retailer, then actually developing those range of products. So, when we talk of merchandise budgets, they are obviously directly related to the target sales that the retailer wants to achieve. What is an SKU? The stock keeping unit is a multiple of the number of styles, the number of sizes, and the number of colors in one product category. The SKU is an extremely important component of the merchandise plan. Now, let's discuss the concepts in a little detail. Line development or developing a range includes processes required to translate a line plan into real merchandise. So, firstly, the retail merchants plan what they want to sell. This is only on paper. Then, they actually need to translate this plan into an actual product so that they are able to sell it. That is all about line development. Then, we have product development. The design and engineering required to make products saleable and profitable is all about developing a product. So once the line has been developed, you have a certain idea of what are the various products in the line that you want to sell. You start developing each of those products in detail. This is done in two steps, the creative design and the technical design. The creative design focuses on creativity, on what the product is going to look like, what is the size, what are the features, what are the dimensions, what are the colors. And the technical design is going to obviously focus on aspects of measurements, performance, the costs, the patterns, and in case of apparel, maybe the fit of the product, the styling of the product, the trims, the accessories. This is all about product development. 10 is line presentation. Now we are going to talk about line presentation, line preview, and line release. So here, evaluating the product to make it more attractive and appealing to the consumer. What we have done till now is develop a product from what the merchandisers or the retailers think will sell. But is that enough? Obviously not. The line presentation means that the product has to be evaluated from the consumer's point of view. What is the consumer looking for in the product? What is it that is going to make it more appealing and tempting for the consumer? Line preview is the presentation of that line or range of products to the sales team, to the people who are finally going to sell that product. And as we've discussed earlier, the sales team is in direct contact with the consumer. So they have a pulse, their hand on the pulse of the customer. They know exactly what the customer will buy. So when we are developing a range of products, shouldn't we ask the opinion of the sales team? That is exactly what the line preview does. It is going to present the product to the sales team, who will see the line and maybe even suggest some changes at times. Line release. This is the first time that the public or the consumer is going to view the new line or product range. The line release dates must coincide with the market dates for showing the product to buyers. Only the buyers will be able to give you an idea of how the customer is going to respond to this particular range or line, and if any further changes need to be made, if there should be a different pricing strategy, if there should be a different supply strategy. These are various decisions that will be made and then incorporated into the range of products that the retailer wants to sell. Steps of line planning starts with the forecasting. Forecasting what? Forecasting the demand, forecasting the supply, forecasting how the customers will receive that product, forecasting what the price point should be. These are various aspects that constitute the line plan. After the forecasting, the budgets and the targeted sales are decided. The budgets for the various product categories. Based on that, the merchandise assortments are planned for each merchandise category. And as we've discussed earlier, merchandise assortment is a combination of the variety of products, which is the width, as well as the depth within each product category. Essentially, merchandise assortment also means the number of SKUs, because each SKU is about the style, the number of colors, and the number of sizes in each product category. Now, to conclude this chapter, let us talk about the importance of merchandising. Is merchandising important? Yes, absolutely. Why is it important? Today, merchandising is a global occupation. It encompasses every aspect of retail. It encompasses the day-to-day businesses of all retailers. It is a function that generates profit. It is an extensive function which involves planning, forecasting, budgeting, implementing, execution, technologies, systems, software. Retail merchandising is therefore at the core of the retail business. Irrespective of whether the seller is selling to a B2B or a B2C business, retailing requires merchandising. It constitutes the manner in which the retail store or outlet and the marketeers present the products for sale to the customer in terms of content as well as form of the product. Merchandising impacts not only the retail business, but it also impacts the employees, their morale. The poor merchandising obviously means poor sales. If the merchandising decisions are not correct, you cannot sell. That brings us to the close of chapter 2. Thank you.